tough way to start Patriot League play tonight. Poor performance. Let up a late goal to end the first half, and we were under it a little bit early on, but even still, I thought we had a couple moments in the middle of the half. But I thought physically they were stronger than us tonight. I thought they were better in beating us to 50-50s first and second ball. So it was a tough night in that regard for us. Anytime you lose a game 3-0, it's not a lot of good things took place. So.
Yeah, Coach Charlie here from WTVU Sports. You touched on it briefly. Did you think their goal was deserved in that first half? I know it's the worst time to concede going into halftime, but you guys had a lot of the ball, a couple of decent chances. Do you think it was a bit unlucky to concede going into half?
Yeah, a bit unlucky. Yeah, listen, that's what this league is derived on. Set pieces, direct play, physical play, and we have to be able to deal with set pieces better, and you know, something that we've looked at, and we get done in on at the end of the half. So I don't want to say it's undeserving, but you know, we have to be better in that regard.
And Coach, you gave Tyler Johnson the start up top tonight. What did you make of his first half performance?
Yeah, I thought Ty came in tonight, got his first start, and gave us some good minutes. Thought he came in off the bench the last week against UMass, and we felt that it was going to be a good position for him to start. And you know, his job, I think, thought he kind of came into the game a little better than early on. Kind of, we talked to him about just kind of holding the ball up, and I thought as it went, he did a good job of such.
And then last question from me, Andrew White got the start in net. Unlucky to concede that third goal. Was Montali's absence injury related, or was that a decision you made?
Yeah, we're in 2023 and we're dealing with COVID. So that's something that is taking place within our program. So we're having to deal with that as we go. And, and so anytime you have a guy out, it's the next guy up. And we believe that. And so it was an opportunity for Andrew to start tonight. And, I think it's, regardless of his, I mean, as a team, we just didn't perform tonight. So
overall, it seemed like the offensive side, you were able to move the ball around. Can you just talk about the offensive side? Did you like some of the chances, or do you think a lot more work is needed?
Yeah, listen, I think we're still a definite work in progress, but I thought a couple of things that we talked about in this week presented itself, and I thought we found a little bit of joy and success in such. And you know, did it lead into enough chances? I don't know, but I thought that we definitely had moments where in the first half and even in the second half, we had to change a little bit in the second half just because you're down the goals and you're searching for the game. But I do think that there are moments where we're pretty good, but obviously at the end of the day, you know, we got beat 3-0, so we got to go back to the drawing board because we got punished tonight, and that's felt within our program, and we got to prepare now for the next game, and obviously a non-conference game in BC, but most importantly, just identify this as we move forward, because I don't think this is changing for any team in the Patriot League, and that's what we've expressed to our guys. We're going to continue to see this types of games, and we have to be ready for them.
All right, thank you, Coach.
Thanks for your time, Coach.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Have a good night.
You too.